to spend a little time with me. I'm popping up and I'm popping in. Happy Monday, everybody. Fresh week coming. Successful days coming. Wins coming. Domination coming. That's what we do daily. But everything is planned. For those who don't know, I'm Kenya Crooks, the world's greatest weight loss expert. And I'm just coming up in here to see what's happening with y'all. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend. As you come in, tell me your name, tell me your city. Also too, tell me how much you want to lose. Tell me what's your goals in the comment section. Also, y'all know me, I'm a firm believer in making sure you're good in every area of your life, from the rooter to the tutor. I got to make sure you're good. So we're going to talk about things. We're going to talk about the challenge I have coming up. Shoot, 4th of July is coming in about 2 weeks. Let's lose 10 pounds or more. Let's drop 10 pounds or more. If you want to take that challenge, DM me, hashtag SSS, to get the Super Stomach Shredder membership. Go to KenyaCrooksNetwork.com and get the Super Stomach Shredder membership. Make sure you get the $98 a month membership and not the one-time combo. And let's go. Here's the beautiful thing about setting two-week goals. It sets you up for having an amazing monthly goal. Let's go back. Let's say you lose 10 pounds in the next 2 weeks. That sets you up to lose 20 for the month. That's where we're going. Now, if you lose 20 per month, that puts you on pace, like, in the next 3 months to lose 60. Boom! That sets you up wonderfully for homecoming. I'm just saying, it sets you up beautifully for homecoming. I mean, shoot, even 30 days from now, how big of a deal would it be for you to knock off 20 pounds? What would your look like if you were to be 20 pounds lighter, just like that? I'm just saying, how big of a difference would that make? How much better would you feel to have all that weight up off of you? You'd be able to run longer, do more things, have more energy. I'm just saying. So DM me or go to KenyaCrooksNetwork.com to get the Super Stomach Shredder membership. So that's what's up. Let me see. I got Tamika in Michigan up in here. Hey, Elle. Okay. She says she exercising now. She's from South Carolina, but she's in Charlotte, North Carolina. What's going on? Good to see everybody. Y'all make sure you like, make sure you share this thing. Now, with that being said, are you ready for your life homework? Also, too, who want to work out with me tomorrow? Because I'm thinking I want to do a workout tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, LaDoris, who want to work out tomorrow? 7:30. Oh, love you too. Thank you. Who want to work out at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow? Say me. Coach in the comments, say me. Throw your hand up, say me. Say me. Say me. Okay, well, let's do it. Put me down. Let's hang out. Now, life homework. This is your life homework for the week. This is your challenge for the week, most importantly. So before we get started, take off your shoes. Take off your shoes. And if I happen to step on your toes while I'm talking to you, just put toes in the comment section if you're guilty. If I touch a nerve, if I'm telling the truth, just put toes in the comment section. Now, this is what I need from you. I need for you to reestablish your boundaries with people. Reestablish boundaries with people because they don't believe you. They don't believe you. Listen to me. They don't believe you. See, the beautiful thing about the Bible says, let your yes be a yes and your no be your no. But see, sometimes your no ain't strong and they don't believe your no's. So people in your life will ask you to do stuff that you don't feel like doing, and then you say, no, I can't do it. But because you're a great person and because you want to keep everybody happy, because you're a people pleaser, you come up off that no. You were on the no, but you come up off that no, and people don't believe yo no anymore. So people will know that they're inconveniencing you and still coming back to you because they don't believe your no, because you done came up off that thing so much, your no is no good anymore. Who am I talking to? If that's you, say you talking to me, coach. I haven't been true to my no. People don't take my no seriously, coach. You talking to me? That's you. Say me. If you listening to this thing on the podcast, just drive and say me all at the same time. You talking to me. You got to reestablish that line in the sand with people. Okay? Because a lot of people that you deal with, they don't have boundaries, y'all. A lot of people in your life are kind of spoiled. They've been catered to, and they expect to get their way. We ain't doing that no more. Stop letting people take your kindness as a weakness. Stand firm on your no. Don't say no and then 12 hours later, you know what? You know, I haven't thought about it. You know what? You can't bring those little nasty kids on over here. Those little hard-headed kids over here. I'll watch them. I really don't want to, but bring them on over. We ain't doing that no more. Because they won't do that for you. You have to teach people how to treat you. But let's go back. You have to establish some guidelines within yourself that basically you have to say no to yourself. Because sometimes you can go against your own interests. So that's why you gotta sit yourself down and be like, look, moving forward, this is how we're gonna handle stuff. Moving forward, we ain't gonna do what we used to do. And you have to just reestablish yourself. And just start putting yourself first instead of always inconveniencing yourself. Because again, people are not running to do the same thing for you. I'm a scorekeeper. I'm a firm believer in keeping score. If I'm doing more than you, and the scoreboard reads Kenya 40, Ladoris 0. We got to play a brand new game. We got to play differently. Because again, I'm over here doing my part. You ain't doing nothing. And you're cool with doing nothing. That's an issue. Especially if you regard yourself in a certain way. Again, the first person you have to sell daily is you on you. But how can you say that you're a person of high standard and high quality when you let people treat you any kind of way? That's a contradiction. We don't need any more contradictions. If you're going to be that type of level person of the highest grade, then you can't do things that contradict your grade, your standard.
It's 1 o'clock.
Your grade or your standard. Can we agree? Can we agree? We're not going to water our value down anymore, okay? So start teaching people how to treat you. And if they can't honor that, then you wave them away. And you find you another person, and you find you plenty of people who can abide by your standards, your rules. and not take advantage of your goodness. You can still be good to people, but again, there has to be some kind of reciprocity there to where you're good to people, they're good back to you, everybody's happy all of the day, versus the only person that's doing is you, while everybody else does nothing. We're not playing that game anymore. Can we agree? Hey, Marquita, can we agree? Okay, so that's what's up. So if you want to get in on my 10-pound challenge, because again, we trying to drop 10 before the 4th. Make sure you get my Super Stomach Shredder membership from KenyaCrooksNetwork.com. If you're on a platform right now that has DM to where you can direct message me, DM me hashtag SSS to get the Super Stomach Shredder membership. Let me know how much you want to lose. Let me know what your challenges are. And let's work together to help you have the most banginest summer and fall of your life. Okay? Because again, we're here to shut down rooms, break necks, drop jaws, and stop conversations in that order. Okay? So that's what's up. So love y'all. Have a great rest of your Monday. I'll see y'all tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's work out. Love y'all. I'm gone. Be good.